Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Hey, everybody, it is Clarissa back in the limelight. And you know how I love to talk about looking good and feeling good and being good and living your greater good as entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. I think that we have to be really, really careful about our health. It's so important for us. One of the greatest quotes that I had ever heard was, if you don't want to work a 9-to-5, be prepared to work 24/7. And that is really true for the entrepreneurs of the world, as we well know. Well, if we're not taking care of ourselves, you know, and something happens to us, then something happens to everything and everybody that works for us. So we have to really be mindful and careful. And that's why I wanted to get Nurse Bernadette Judge on with us today, who is working in San Diego. She's going to explain everything to us, but I have been really blessed to have gotten a couple of really cool, I want to show you what I've got. So I got the Inflammation Master, woohoo, from the Dr. Jeff brand. And I also got the Stress Master. There it is. Anybody think I might need some of this perchance? So Bernadette Judge is with us and she's going to run down the gamut a little bit with us as to what they do at Nupeutics and hear a little bit more about what they do to help us all live a healthier life. To you, my friend.
Thank you, Clarissa, for having me today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So my name is Bernadette and I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for about 10, 12 years, and I started with Nupeutics last year in October of 2018. Mm-hmm. I've actually been with the Dr. Jess brand for 2 years. I started with the Dr. Jess brand first, right, and then acquired the brand. Uh-huh. I really like working for the company. We're a very small, tight-knit team. We're almost like a small little family.
Right.
We all have the same goals to just better ourselves, better other people, educate them on wellness.
Right. I know you guys have a new website also coming out, but the one that's online today as we speak is Be Your Own Best Doctor. I tell you, there are no truer words that have been spoken, I think, because I hear so many horror stories about the medical profession. I think we all hear them about the medical profession and how things might have been or gone differently had someone not made a mistake or paid better attention. Don't you think it's really true, though, that we must stay much more in tune with our bodies?
Yes. I feel that we are our best own advocate. We have to advocate for ourselves.
Right.
And coming from, you know, being in a clinic and working in the hospital, there's so many times that doctors just ignore what the patients are saying.
Right.
And it's kind of up to the nurse to be like, nope, they said this, they said that.
Right.
And a lot of the times it just goes over their head and everybody's a cookie cutter. And that's why we like to enable everyone to be their own best doctor, to look at other theories, look at other remedies, look at other ways to treat themselves versus taking a pill and going and doing whatever doctor says to do.
Well, I know that you believe in a comprehensive personal care program, and that's what's happening. So bad. You encompass mind and body and spirit when you're talking about the care that you give and the support that you're giving to patients.
Correct. Our mission is to provide a platform of solutions for all types of health solutions. So for your mind, for your body, not just putting a supplement in your mouth, teaching you how to meditate, teaching
right.
you how to get in tune with your own body, understand the symptoms that you're having and what could be causing them. Nutrition, what you put in your body is going to come out of your body in many different ways.
Right. That was interesting because it is true, isn't it? It is going to come out of your body in many different ways. And a lot of that way that it comes out is through stress.
Yes.
Thank you for sending me the Stress Master. I can't wait to get started taking it and I'll check back in with you to let you know how things are going. But I know you have a lot more products too, and we'll be talking about that in just a second. You talk about a holistic approach, and I want to know out in the Nupeutics clinic, what does that really mean?
When you come to see us, we're going to do a full health background. We want to know everything. And it's
right.
not just what conditions do you have? Do you have high blood pressure? We want to know, was there any childhood trauma?
Oh, really? Okay.
All the way back to see what could be causing the symptoms that you're having. So the whole approach. what your diet is like, what your lifestyle is like. Are you working 10 hours a day? Are you exercising? What type of exercise you're having? So we take every aspect that could be affecting the body and try and work on every single one of them to help push you to be the best you can be. So if you're not exercising, then we can come up with an exercise plan, and we start small, just walking 10 minutes every other day to get you in some type of routine.
So they're individualized. They're sort of created around the individual person's issues, if you will. I know that it's been said, and I've heard that a lot of illness comes from childhood trauma that hasn't been dealt with. I wanted to know, do you agree with that? A lot of the cancers, they say, are due to feelings that weren't addressed or stress that wasn't addressed. It's not only just about diet and the things we're putting into our body, but there is a huge correlation between what's happening between our brain and our body.
I feel that different traumas can manifest in different ways. Mm-hmm. And when you have that constant stress will make the body react to it. So you're going to have your hormones out of whack. You're going to have inflammation in your body. It's going to drive you to do things to cope with what you're feeling. I do absolutely feel that childhood trauma, PTSD, a lot of the soldiers that came back, all goes into effect.
Right.
Your physical well-being is affected directly from your emotional well-being. They're very much, I believe that.
Yeah, they do walk hand in hand, for sure.
I know you're loving her as much as I do, but we've got to go to commercial break. So don't go away, everybody. We will be right back.
Hey everybody, Clarissa here. I wanted to talk to you about audible.com. You can get countless amount of books on audio. Just listen to them. Who has the time? I don't, to stop and read all the books that I want to read, but I'm always in the car traveling either from Phoenix to Las Vegas or out to San Diego, LA. I've got plenty of time in the car that I can be listening and learning or listening and enjoying at the same time. So I've decided to affiliate with Audible. What I love to do is listen and learn. So why don't you do the same? They've got it in different languages. You can go in and pick all kinds of different titles and listen to them. And again, love learning. It's the quickest way. It's the easiest way. It's the most affordable way. You can get a free trial. I'm going to send you to clarissaburt.com/audible. You will not be sorry.
Okay, nurse, judge, we're going to get back a minute to what we said before, and that is being your own best doctor, checking in, listening to your body. I know that not everything that is medical is perceivable, but I do think there are a lot of things that your body's telling you pretty much on a daily basis. I didn't sleep right. My back hurts. I can see the arthritis. You know, you can start to see and feel things in your body that you should be paying more attention to. So let's talk, for example, about inflammation. What is it that you do suggest for, because inflammation for me in the moment, you know, at my age is really starting to creep up its ugly head. What do we do about inflammation and pain that is caused by the inflammation?
Well, we have a wonderful product called the Inflammation Master.
Uh-huh.
I personally love it. My mother takes it every single day for her arthritis.
Okay.
My mother does not like taking any type of medicine.
Okay.
My background is that I hurt myself moving a patient, and in true nurse fashion in the medical field, not thinking anything, I just kept doing ibuprofen, you know, every day to mask that pain. And eventually I started having stomach problems, and I had to go in and they had to look into my stomach, and I had to look at what I was doing and not even think about it. I'm like, I've been taking ibuprofen. So many people who have chronic pain will take Tylenol, they'll take ibuprofen, not realizing that it's damaging your gut. It's hurting you in other ways. It's masking that. The Inflammation Master was formulated with natural herbs. So you're not those side effects that you normally would with NSAIDs.
Right.
And it really helps.
I'm excited to get started with this. I really am. Thank you very much for this gift.
Awesome. Yeah.
So, okay. And inflammation, can you take a deeper dive into what we should be avoiding as far as diet is concerned for, you know, so we don't get the inflammation as much?
Definitely fatty foods, fried foods.
Fatty and fried. Okay.
French fries that we all love.
Right.
That triggers inflammation.
So it's the oils themselves. Are they the unhealthy oils that you're talking about?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. And what else?
Refined sugar. So all the candy that we want to eat, refined flour, some of the breads that we're, you know,
man, it's the holidays. And what about Easter? And what about Valentine's Day? And what, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, we've been brought up on so much sugar. And I will admit, I am a sugaraholic, and it's very difficult for me to step back from sugar. I do have sugar alternatives that I think are, and I go with stevia, so I think I'm okay. But I try to stay away from sugar certainly as much as I can.
We like to encourage eating everything in moderation. So it is the holidays. Encourage, you know, trying to maybe before you go out, like have a salad and then go to the party, and maybe you won't eat as many cookies.
Right.
Red meat is another trigger if you eat a lot of it. We're not saying that red meat is bad for you, just that if you're constantly eating red meat,
right,
it's been linked to many inflammation markers.
And here's another one I know, which is dairy.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot going on around dairy now. I do still use regular milk, but I do dilute it. So I just haven't been able to find any other milks that I really like as much in my matcha tea. I've tried the almond, I've tried the rice, I've tried pea pro, you know, all that other stuff, and I'm just not finding it as good. And so I do take the regular milk and I just water it way down, and it kind of works itself out in the wash. But okay, so that's the inflammation master. Talk to us about the stress master.
The Stress Master is nice. I've just, for full transparency, I have taken every single one of our products.
Okay.
First started working because I wanted to kind of test it out and see how I reacted. And
yeah, you don't seem very stressed to me, Bernadette. I don't know. You just seem so chill. If that's what this stuff does, send me a bunch more. I want to be like you.
There are a lot of herbs in there, like the passion flower, for example. It helps increase GABA in the brain, which helps you relax.
Right.
Lemon balm is a flavonoid that reduces stress and anxiety.
Right.
There's just a bunch of good
ashwagandha in here as well. There also is some magnesium and a theanine, which is great. And I'm trying to read, the skullcap root is in here. There's a lot of great, yeah, the passion flower, like you said, got the, yep, lemon balm. There we go. Yeah. I mean, really good stuff.
They all work synergistically too. So it increases your mood, it reduces anxiety. And then, you know, when you're not so stressed, then your memory is a little better. You can think clear.
Right. Here's one I really, really want to know about, and that is the hormone master. Why would we want to be taking that? If someone is already on HRT, would they take it?
We do not recommend hormone therapy.
Okay.
There's a lot that the body has to process. The hormone master was designed to help with all these influxes. So it could be PCOS. It could be menopause. You could be in perimenopause.
Right.
So many different things. You could be completely stressed that it's throwing your hormones, your estrogen and your progesterone, out of whack.
Right.
The estrogen dominant. And the herbs that are in here are very adaptogenic. So it can pick up if you're estrogen dominant and you have too much estrogen and it's causing all these issues like PCOS or unstable moods. So it helps with PMS. It helps with the cramping. It helps with your menstrual cycle. Mm-hmm. You know, people who haven't had a cycle in months have taken the Hormone Master. It has come back and it's just regulated and normal. And it, all that helps us with our hormones and our moods and just stabilizing the body.
Right. Here's one I would like to get, is the heavy metal blaster. I mean, how bogged down are we and don't know about the heavy metals that we've ingested? And they're kind of like everywhere, even in the most unsuspecting places. So tell me a little bit more about that. That's really interesting.
The heavy metal master is like a mild binder. There's a lot of ingredients in there that, with normal elimination, there may be some metals hiding in there or other toxins that we're not getting out. And the heavy metal master goes in there and it kind of mops it all up and grabs it from the intestines and helps your body eliminate it. So we're also coming out with the binder master, which is a little stronger, and it was meant for people more with stealth infections. So like Epstein-Barr virus, Lyme, who are trying to detox and get these toxins out of the body.
Right. Well, we are almost to the end of our interview. So I did want to just double check with you about the websites that we can send everybody to. They can get more information about what we've been talking about. The one that I've been looking at while we've been speaking. Oh, there's the Immunity Master too. Oh man, that would be great. It's store.drjess.com. Store.dr, so D-R-J-E-S-S. ESS.com. That's where I've been sort of getting my references for the show. There's everything from gut and health to hormone to immunity, brain power, mind master. Here's a sleep master. I mean, the products are vast and very clean. Lots of lovely herbs to be had here. Is that the one and only, or is there another website that you would like to send people to?
If you go to drdesk.com, there's a link to our store. There's a lot of good information, blogs you can read. Also, Neputics.com is another website that you can go to, and Dr. Jess's brand is linked to it also.
Fantastic. Well, there you go, everybody, especially coming into the new year. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but we are actually recording this on December 17th of 2019. That makes us coming up onto a new year and new resolutions. And those new resolutions usually mean I'm going to start working out, I'm going to lose weight, and I'm just going to feel all over much better than I do today. So get past the holidays or not. Order it now.
I forgot one important thing. We are offering all of your viewers 15% off their first purchase.
Wow.
All you can do is in the promo code, put Clarissa15, and we'll get 15% off their whole order.
You never told me that. That's wonderful. Thank you. Oh, I got to write that one down so I make sure everybody has Clarissa15. Fantastic. Into the coupon code on which site?
The Dr. Jess store.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Bernadette Judge, for spending some time with us today. If I were in San Diego, I'd love to come out and have a coffee with you, but I'm not, so I won't. Have a fabulous, fabulous holiday. And thanks so much for your time. Bye-bye now. That's it for today's episode, everybody. I do want to thank my audio engineer, Amory Campbell. And I want to thank also Clarissa Travel Club, Inspired News Radio, Audible.com, and Craig Shelley Fine Jewelry, our sponsors for the show today. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place. You're going to want to sign up for my newsletter at ClarissaBurt.com. And certainly you can find me everywhere on social at Clarissa Burt. Bye for now, everybody. Make it a great week.